time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, yes, indeed. Oh, it's a nasty morning. Windy and cold. Oh, boy. And just be thankful you're not one of those workers doing construction. Like we, you know, we've got a lot of that going on at Main and Center. The old cigar store, of course, that's being re-upped, you might say. Out there, the new Dunkin' place is under construction. And they pretty well, they Panda Express, they've got that all indoors now. But I would think they'd be training people, and it should be open another 2 weeks at least, I would think. And then there's all the guys that work outdoors on railroad cars and a little bit of this and that and everything else. So we can be thankful if you're inside. I said we still have a note up here about the black cat. That $100 reward is being offered in the vicinity of Clinton, Bennett, and Nye. And if you know anything about that black cat, it's been missing since Saturday. Give us a buzz here. Okay, let's see what else is going on. I've got something. You wouldn't believe what I've got to give away today. Now, my wife found this shirt, and it's never, it was given to me apparently many years, 40 years ago. It's the 40th anniversary of Quaker Oats in Marion, the 40th anniversary of the plant in Marion, and it's a blue shirt, of course that's Quaker colors, and the size, things all messed up here, the size is I think medium, or no, large. Yeah. Tumble dry, low setting, do not bring, squeeze, or spin dry. And it was made in the USA. How about that? Find a shirt today that was made in the USA. So, and it's a 44L to 46, so it's a rather large shirt. And it says, Quaker Marion Plant 40th Anniversary. Now, how many people would love to have this? I don't know. Maybe all those that wanted one got one when they celebrated the 40th anniversary. When was 40 years ago? Well, let's see, not necessarily 40 years ago, but it was 40 years ago since the Marion plant opened until they gave away these shirts. Okay, so I've got that to give away. Is anyone interested in that shirt? It's a large. The 40th anniversary of Quaker Oats in Marion. Now, not a keepsake, but it's a bit of history. It sure is. That's of another era in Marion. Quaker Oats has been a long time since Quaker left Marion. Now, in its place is a company that makes boxes and containers. And I understand they make the containers for McDonald's French fries. But that's the old Quaker plant that celebrated 40 years in Marion. I don't know what year that would have been. How many of you were there and maybe got one of these shirts? How many of you were there and didn't get one and would sure love to have one? Okay, you say, well, how do I get one? Well, I tell you what. You give me a buzz and tell me the years you were at Quaker Oats, and I'll give you this shirt. How about that? Can't beat that. Okay, and then I've got other, I've got the Ridgedale Lions Club ticket to give away. That's a $15 18th annual 2020 Ridgedale Lions Club Daytona 500 NASCAR dinner and auction. And it's Saturday, February 15th. And doors open at 4, dinner at 5. And then after that, they have the big auction. And oh, there's all kinds of stuff. Okay, and so that would be really nice. And I tell you what, I've got this one ticket. Today, I'm going to give it away if you can answer a particular question. And let me see what I can ask you today. Oh, I've got a tough one here. The Jack Daniel's whiskey cake is made in what city and what state? The Jack Daniel's whiskey cake. Boy, yeah, can you answer that one? Do you have any Jack Daniel's around? A whiskey cake? Yeah. And if you can't get that one, I'll think of something else here. Oh, yeah. Well, here, I'll give you another choice. Tell me the name of the insect that might be invading Ohio this year that will be a terrible thing on our fruit trees and most any other tree. And right now it's in Pennsylvania. And if you can name that insect, and it's starting to get national attention now, and it should. Ooh, here we go. All right, just hang on. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, did they do that in Lynchburg, Tennessee?
Yes, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Boy, you're smart.
I'm a Tennessee squire.
Yeah, okay. Hey, let me see. All right, would you like to go to the Ridgedale Lions Club?
You going to put me in the, yeah.
Yeah, I won't even put you in the drawing. I'm just going to give you this.
All right.
Okay, now, just a second here so I can write down your name. Okay, what is your name?
Harry Klein.
Harry Klein?
Yeah.
Okay, Harry. Haven't heard from
you. I dropped
you
on a map yesterday morning.
You what?
I dropped off a map of Ohio yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Well, Harry, I appreciate that. And so you can stop by and pick up this ticket today or whenever.
All right.
Okay, well, thanks.
See you.
Okay. Lynchburg, Virginia. Yeah. Boy, I'm really surprised I got that. All right. Now, just a second here. Put down Ridgedale. Okay. And we got some other Ridgedale to give away, and we might do a drawing for that tomorrow. Today is the 16th, is it? By George, it is. That's what my watch says. What does my clock here say? My clock says March the 18th. Oh, my. Okay. 1-16-20. Okay. All right. Harry Klein, he's a winner today. Now, here's another thing. I've got that Quaker Oats 40th anniversary shirt. It's blue. It has the Quaker emblem on it, and it's a large, 44 to 46. And they gave these away, 40th anniversary of Quaker Oats and Marion. Now figure out how long ago that was. Some of you weren't even born yet that Quaker celebrated their 40th anniversary. But I've got it here to give away. We found it at our house, buried among all my memorabilia. And my wife, Jeannie, found it and put it through the wash, and so it's all like just. And it was made in America. The only shirt made in America you'll find today. Okay. Now, let's see. How can I, what can I ask you? Okay. If you can answer this question here and want the shirt. Well, no, wait a minute. I'll tell you what. If you want this shirt, you give me a call, and we'll talk for a moment. And I'll get. And if you're, you know, a past employee of Quaker Oats in Marion, and you didn't get in on this giveaway, the 40th anniversary, why, let me know. And the shirt could be yours. Okay, and what else is happening today? It's just cold and windy outside. About 30 degrees, and the wind is blowing. It's not snowing. That's good. Not icy or anything like that. Okay, if you went to Quaker or worked at Quaker Oats and didn't get a chance to get their 40th anniversary shirt, you just let me know. All right. Now let me see what else. Oh, yes, I just gave away, of course, the Ridgedale. Now, I've got circus passes to give away. Let me see, admit one person, admite una, it's in Spanish. Yeah, it's March 28th of this year. Now, I turned it over, and it's all in English on the other side. It's a free pass, admits one child free, but you've got to have one paid adult. Ah, that's the catch. Would you like to have a ticket to the circus for your child? A free, but the child has to come with an adult. All right. So how old is a child? How old? Oh, 12 years, it says. 12 years and under. No exceptions. No cash value. Okay, well, if you're interested in the circus, you let me know. I've got a whole batch of these to give away. All right. Man, I've got a little bit of everything today, too. I've even got food to give away. How about that? Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, this is Harry calling back. You could give that ticket to someone else.
Okay, Harry.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'll say, because Harry can't make it, cross his name off the list here. And he was smart enough to give me that good answer. Lynchburg, Virginia is where the Jack Daniels whiskey cake is made. Okay, now, can you tell me, and this is, and if you can tell me, give me the answer here, what did I do with my ticket? Oh, here it is. If you can tell me what insect is probably going to invade at least the eastern part of Ohio this summer, you name it, and the ticket's yours. What insect will be invading Ohio this year, and it will it'll be everywhere, except, it would be mainly in the eastern part of Ohio this year. Next year, it will come this way. Right now, in Pennsylvania, the eastern part of Pennsylvania has suffered greatly from this insect. But you've got to tell me the name of the insect, and then I'll give you that ticket to the Ridgedale Lions Club. Yeah, I got you thinking, huh? And it's not a common insect name, really. But it's going to be quite common here, give it enough time. I saw pictures of this insect crawling up trees, and they were taking flamethrowers and killing them as they climbed up trees. They were that thick. Now, what's the name of that insect? It's been in the, this past summer, it was in the Reading, Pennsylvania area. And we were there, but I didn't see any. Thank goodness none of them, hopefully, rode back with us in our car. Oh, boy. What's the name of that insect? Okay. So it looks like that's going to be a tough one to... But if you can answer that, I'll give you the Ridgedale ticket. Ridge Hill Lions Club, February 15th, Daytona 500 NASCAR dinner and auction. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's this is the 18th year for that. And people all have a lot of fun. Yes, indeed. And then they have that auction, and you'll be able to buy things, and you know, they'll have die-cast cars and all that, NASCAR. Okay, let me see. What else? I think, what's the date today? Did I say it was 16th? Yeah. Let me see. Oh, that's right. It's been in the news about this man by the name of Dr. Brad Leeper, or Leper. He's going to give a speech in Marion on Harding, and that will be, it will be articles in Ohio during the Ice Age. Ooh. In addition to Dr. Leeper, there will be several displays of American Indian artifacts. Yeah. I've got a couple Indian artifacts. I was going to bring one today and put it in my pocket, but I was afraid it'd cut my pocket. It was an Indian scraper. It's out of Clarendon, and it's in Warsaw blue. That's what they call that color. It's a blue flint. Okay, continuing on. Here's one. This is for the Ridgedale thing. Name the wine out of Italy that comes in a wicker basket. A wine out of Italy that when you buy it, it's always in a wicker basket. I haven't seen it in any other thing, but of course it takes up a lot of space on a grocer's or a store's shelf with that wicker basket. Now, what kind of wine is that? 7403399944. Or name the spotted lanternfly. Whoops. I just gave you the answer to that insect. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Okay, is that insect? I'm going to try to pronounce it. Is it apocalytic? I can't say it. It's apocalytic insect.
Does it give a picture of it?
Oh, it looks like it looks weird.
Are there any spots on it?
I believe there's spots on it. It looks grayish with reddish pinkies. It says it's in Pennsylvania.
Okay, yeah, you've got it. That is called the spotted lantern fly.
Okay. Oh, but it's got this other name. I can't pronounce it.
Yeah, the Latin name.
Yeah, are you giving away those tickets to that auction? Or?
Yes, I'm giving away. You just got the ticket to the Ridgedale.
Have you heard my interviews with Phyllis Diller
here on
WGH?
Have I?
Okay.
I could recite it word for word.
Well, Charlie, you must have a great memory.
Well, not really, but after 6,432 airings, it just becomes a part of your life. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the moon comes out, and you hear Phyllis Diller's interview and cackle on WWGH.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. Are you still there, caller?
I'm here.
Okay, all right. All I need now is your name.
It's Judy.
Judy.
Summers.
Judy Summers, okay.
Yeah, I'm the one looking for the black cat.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and I think she's in somebody's building or garage because it was raining either Friday late she went out or early Saturday morning. Because she always comes back when she goes out and stuff. So,
okay.
I'm afraid she's pinned up somewhere. Is what I'm afraid.
Oh yeah, but you're offering a reward, boy.
Yeah, $100.
Okay, and that's in the vicinity of of Belt or Clinton, Bennett, and Nye?
And Clinton, around
Clinton,
that area.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Judy, even your husband might like this ticket.
I don't have a husband.
Oh, you don't?
No. Got rid of him years ago.
Well, your black cat wouldn't work for it. Oh, okay.
Well, I might like to go to that. I usually
give
the tickets away, you know, to people, but
yeah,
this I think I might like.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, Judy. And so you know where we're at and when we're open, and the ticket's yours.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, bye. Okay, her black cat. All right. Ridgedale Lions Club once again. And you can buy these tickets if you're on Mount Vernon Avenue. Just stop at Marion Auto Sales. They've got tickets. Ridgedale Lions Club, Daytona 500 NASCAR Dinner and Auction, Saturday the 15th of February. Doors open at 4, dinner at 5. And then, of course, they'll have an auction. And, oh, my goodness. Okay. Very good. All right, so that takes care of that. And now I've got, what else? Oh, I've got food. I've got food to give away. Like, let me see, what is, oh, I've got a smoothie. Yeah. How about that? And I've got tickets for your child, if you accompany your child, to the circus. That circus is coming up at the Coliseum January the 28th, and it's at 6:30 p.m. Adults, 100, first 100 adults pay $9.99. Come ride the exotic animals. You can purchase tickets at 1 hour before the show times and so forth. Okay, but if you win, I'll give you a ticket, and that will get your child in free. With one, if you pay, and as an adult, you can take one of your kids free with this ticket. Got that? Okay. Now, let me see. What else? I'm trying to look here. Jimmy John's. Well, hey, how about a sandwich from Jimmy John's here? And now here's my question. Let me get out my question book here. When you're making cheese, there's a couple of byproducts to making cheese. Now, what would these byproducts be? And if you can tell me, I will give you the Jimmy John's sandwich. Okay, Jimmy John's sandwich. And they're at 1950 Marion Mount Gilead Road. Oh, enjoy your free sandwich. This card good for one free classic sandwich, or, which is the original size, at the Marion Mount Gilead Road, right where that is. Okay. So if you can answer what I just asked, the byproduct of making cheese. Tell me, what is the byproduct of making cheese? And you can have a cheese on me, or no, a sandwich, at Jimmy John's, JJ's. All right. And right next door, too, is the smoothie place, and I'll have a question for that a little bit later. Right now, it's 10:35 as time marches on. Now, the lady with the black cat won the Ridgedale ticket, and okay, here we go. Just a second. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Is it Curds and Whey?
Yes, it is Curds and Whey, yeah.
Okay. I don't want a prize, but I just...
Oh, okay.
But thank you.
All right, thanks.
You do a good job.
Okay, thanks. All right, Curds and Whey, yeah. Isn't there a poem about Curds and Whey? It seems like there is, isn't there? Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I just was going to say it was Whey, but
yeah.
You're on the air right now with a caller.
So. Yeah, that's right. Whey is one of the ingredients, but we already got curds and whey.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling, though. All right. Okay. Now, okay, I thought that was pretty good, getting the Jack Daniel's whiskey cake answer this morning. Yeah, okay. Now, and we got the spotted lantern fly. Keep that in mind. We'll talk about when James Anderson comes in later on. Yeah. We have a winner. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, what was I going to say? What was I going to say, Glenn?
I don't know.
I can't remember either. Oh, do you need a jacket or a coat, a shirt? Oh, here's Jeff Beckley is calling. Okay, Jeff, good morning.
Okay, the poem is Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet eating her curds and whey.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, for such a good answer, Jeff, I'll give you a prize.
Okay, I'll stop and get the Jimmy John's.
Oh, okay, good, Jimmy John's. All right.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye. Okay, so we got a Jimmy John's winner. Here it is right here, okay. Set that right up there with that lady that the cat lay. Okay. Oh, here's another caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hi, that's Charlie, the Little Miss Muffet, sitting on her tuffet,
eating her
curds and whey.
Yes, right, we just got that. Little Miss Muffet. Yeah. Was that a long poem, or was that just a shorty?
I think it was more of a nursery rhyme.
Yeah, okay, nursery rhyme. Okay, Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet, eating her curds and whey.
You know what happened to her?
No, what happened?
Well, along came a spider and sat down beside her.
A spider came along and sat down beside her?
And he frightened Miss Muffet away.
Oh, my. And frightened her away.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Yeah, all right. Yeah, this goes with this. And we gave... This lady here got that.
Okay, I have a gentleman that got it last week.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was wondering where the other tickets were.
Oh, yeah. Well, Scott must have the other. Okay. Would he? I hope we got another. Well, there's none in there. Mm-mm. Well, that's interesting. Well, I did see one, didn't I? Yeah, okay. Very good. Now, folks, I've got this celebrating Quaker Oats 40 years in Marion. Of course, there's nothing to celebrate there now, is there? It's been gone for a long, long time. But this shirt is like brand new. It's clean. It's never been worn. And if you would like to have this shirt from Quaker Oats, celebrating 40 years in Marion, let me know. Okay, now let me see. I'm trying to find a... Okay, there's a type of pepper that is used quite a bit with, what's the name of that Mexican place? Apostle, or... It's on that... Down where that emergency care unit is, up in that... little sliver of buildings there. Real popular. What's the name of that, the pepper that they serve? It starts with the letter P. Now, if you can answer that, I will give, let me see, we've given away the Jimmy John's, didn't we? Or did we? Just a second here. I didn't write it down, did I? Did I give away the Jimmy John's? If I gave it away, call me. I'm okay. I'm just getting old. Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, at least... Oh, here we go. Okay. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Poblano
is correct.
Yay!
hey, Poblano. Yeah, I wonder why that pepper is so popular.
I don't know. They're not real hot either. I've ate them before.
Yeah, okay. So poblano peppers are not too hot. But
I don't think so.
They're popular. Okay. Now let me see. What am I giving away for that? Let me get. Okay. Here, you win a free 20-ounce smoothie.
Yay!
Hey, all right. Yeah. Now let me get your name.
Sarah Burgraff.
Oh, Sarah. How you doing, Sarah?
Well, I'm fine as frogs there. How you doing, Charlie?
Well, not bad.
All right.
I just went to a doctor yesterday. And
I just went to one today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is the first time in my life that I've gone to a doctor and he said, don't come back for a year.
You can't complain with that kind of...
I think he probably thinks I'll die in the meantime.
Oh, Charlie, that's terrible.
I know. But, most of them say, well, come back in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you tried that Smoothie King yet?
No, I haven't. No.
I haven't either.
I pass it every day. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I don't know if I've ever had a smoothie.
Well, I never have had a smoothie either, to tell you the truth.
Something new to try.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, okay. So.
Well, thank you, Charlie.
Okay, Sarah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, very good. Now, who did I give away Jimmy John's, I didn't write it down if I did. Okay, I've had Judy Summers. She won, let me see. That's right. I'm trying to think of here. The Ridgedale ticket, there, Judy Summers. Okay, she won the Ridgedale. Sarah Burgraff got the smoothie. But I don't think anyone got the ticket to JJ's Jimmy John's. So if you can answer that question, I got to give you the question first. here's a good one. If you were ice skating... There are two types of ice skates. Give me the two different types of ice skates that you could wear ice skating. Yeah. And this one type might have been worn more by young boys than anyone else. The other might have been more like girls. What name the two types of ice skates, and you'll win a ticket to Jimmy John's. All right. So, what are the two types of ice skates? The time is 10:44. Boy, time is creeping right along. I've got plenty of questions. I'm a day ahead of
Scott. Do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak. I'd walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, here's our caller. Good morning, caller. Oh, wait.
Hockey skates?
Repeat your answer.
Figure skates and hockey skates.
Yes, figure and hockey. You're right. So right. Okay, so you get the Jimmy John's free sandwich. How about that?
Okay.
What's your name?
Roger.
Okay. So when you come in and say, I'm Roger.
You just tell Scott I was in there earlier.
Yeah, okay. Very good. All right.
Hey, I just come in to talk to you in a minute.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Very good.
Wait, what time can I pick it up?
Right now, if you like.
Oh, okay. All right.
We're open till I think, noon, 12:15, maybe 1 o'clock today.
Okay.
All
Thank
right.
you, Charlie.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye. Okay. There's our Jimmy Don. Okay. Write that down here. Ta-da. Okay. Well, we've had 3 winners already today. We're cooking. Now, if you'd like a free pass for your child, as long as you go with your child, you'll get in free. And that's 12 years and under. And if he's over 12 years, you got to pay. Okay. Hello, caller.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead with your question.
Okay. Last week, when you started giving away the tickets.
Yeah.
For the Ridgedale.
Yeah.
People always register, and you do it at the end of the show. My understanding is now that you already gave it away without having anybody register and give it away.
You're right. You're correct, because today is the day that I won't take any registrants for the ticket. But tomorrow I will.
Yeah, well, I was wondering what happened.
Yeah, well, that's
why we're saying.
That's
yeah.
what happened. I do whatever I please, you see.
Yeah, well, I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that, Carl.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe we'll put you, if you have an answer tomorrow, we'll put you in the drawing.
All right.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Charlie.
Yes.
You did give away the Jimmy Johns before, and he's here right now. So
oh, well.
We'll have to get
another. I'm sure there's another here.
Yeah.
Is that the Jimmy? Oh, no. Here's Jimmy Johns.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, what was his name? Do you? I'll write it down.
Jeff Bickley.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. I need more space here to write on. I'm kind of cramped. All right. Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, well, okay. So I gave away two of the Jimmy Johns today. Roger gets one. And Jeff Bickley. Okay, I'm doing all right. How many of you would like to have a 40th anniversary Quaker Oats shirt? It's a large, and it's like it's never been worn. It was made in the USA. That means it was made, given away a long, long time ago. Okay. Now, I've yet to get the answer to, let me see, what am I giving away now? Ticket for your child to attend the circus if your child is 12 and under. Okay. And so if the child is 12 and under, he doesn't pay or she doesn't pay, but you do as an adult, and you have to accompany your child. Okay. How many would you would like one of these tickets? Now, we got Poblamo Peppers, so that's for sure. Let me see, what else can I ask you here? Oh, here's a good one. Where on a pig or a steer would you find the tenderloin? Where is the tenderloin located on a pig or a steer? Mm-hmm. All right. Let me see. So what else is happening today? I got all these circus tickets. Oh, my land. I've got circus tickets coming out my ears. And don't forget, too, tomorrow I will make a drawing for the Ridgedale Lions Club. They're a Daytona 500 dinner and auction. We gave away one today. But tomorrow we'll have another drawing and to give away another Ridgedale ticket. Okay, now my question was, name the type of wine that's made in Italy in a wicker basket. Okay. The type of wine that's made in a wicker basket is, well, it's put in the wicker basket after it's made. Okay. All right. And here's another. Where is the tenderloin located, on a steer or a pig? Now, you notice when you go to the store, you can buy a beef tenderloin or a pork tenderloin. Uh-huh. Did you ever wonder where they come from? Well, if, yeah. If you can tell me, I'll give you... What can I give you? Let me see. What have I got here? Okay. Well, I can give you... I tell you what, I can give you two of these freebies for your kid. One admit one child, and one admit one child free. Okay, maybe they're only good for one, with one paid adult. Okay, so would you like a ticket to the circus? Now, it's for a child 12 and under free, if they accompanied by an adult. Got that? Otherwise, it would cost an additional few bucks for your child, but your child must be at least under 12 years of age. Over 12, and he pays the regular price. Got that? Okay. And what wine is made in Italy and placed in a wicker basket? I'm not talking about a picnic basket, but a wicker basket that contains the bottle is shaped to go into the wicker basket. Now, you've seen these in the stores, I'm sure. What is the name of that wine? All right? And here's another one. Can you give me the first name of the doctor? Ooh, wait a second here. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Is the wine called Chianti?
Yes, it's called Chianti.
That's my husband's favorite wine.
Oh, is it?
Yes,
it's kind of a sour wine.
Dry.
Dry, it's, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, to me it's like cotton balls.
Yeah, it's, yeah. It, and they also call that Brut, Brut, is dry wine, yeah.
Yeah,
I never really cared too much for it, but that was the first wine I ever had, I think.
Ooh.
It was no thrill.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, right.
I don't need a present or anything.
Okay, very good.
I just wanted to answer the question.
Well, that's great. Okay, thank you.
Alrighty.
Okay,
bye. Bye, Charlie.
Okay, yeah. Chianti. Uh-huh. Yeah. Chianti in the wicker basket. Yeah, I think there's an area of Italy where this comes from, a particular area, and I can't remember the name of it. Okay. But I wonder, I'm sure Poblano peppers must come from Mexico, do you think? Or the U.S.? Who grows Poblano peppers? I already got the answer, of course, about the pepper that starts with letter P. I'm just curious now where they come from. Poblano peppers. Okay. Or where will you find tenderloin? You say in the grocery store? Yeah. But where, where at on an animal, a pig or a steer, will you find a tenderloin? Yeah, you see, got you stumped, huh? But next time you're in the store, if you don't hear the answer today, you look them up and see and ask your local butcher, where does this tenderloin come from? And he'll know. Okay, let me see. What else do I have here that I haven't had answered? Well, the tenderloin. I got the figure skating. I've got the I hear something I wanted to know. The first name of the doctor that brought about the polio vaccine, or the, you know, we all went to the Colosseum and drank a tiny bit of this stuff, and that immunized us against polio, which in my youth, we dreaded the thought of getting polio. It was a scary thing every summer. It was a threat to our young people. And I know several kids that came down with polio and were terribly crippled. But what was the first name of that doctor that brought about what we took at the Coliseum in Marion back in the 50s? And hopefully it's still alive or working with us today. We sure don't want polio ever again. Wow. I knew I had a good friend, and he was totally paralyzed. But some actually were in iron lungs, and that was something else. Polio. Okay, let me see here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Carry us home.
Yes, you're right, Bob. Okay, yep. Would you like that ticket to the the circus?
No, because I don't have anybody under 12 years old.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for your answer anyhow.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, yeah, Jonas Salk. Jonas was his first name. You remember that, Glenn?
Sure, I was a polio pioneer.
Okay, you drank that?
No, got a shot.
Oh, you got a shot. Okay, I drank... was it Salk? Well, Salk did the liquid, and the other guy, I can't remember his name, did the shot.
Sugar cube, wasn't it? Somebody.
Well, I don't know, but I remember drinking something. Maybe it was a beer. I don't. But it was a big lineup at the Marion Coliseum. Okay. We're almost to break time. We're pretty close. We can almost smell it. But... yeah, so we got, yeah. I hope that Scott has an extra one of these.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's done.
Okay. Good, 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 good. Okay. 10:58 is the time, and I can turn the page now. I've got all the answers that I had, or all the questions, and I got the answers now, and I've got another page full of questions. Woohoo. So, and of course, I got all these circus. They're good for kids under 12 if an adult comes with them. So, yeah.
We have one grandkid that qualifies.
Yeah, right. I've got three grandkids that qualify, but this is good for one with one paid adult. These admit one child free with one paid adult as long as that child is 12 years and under. No exceptions, they say. No cash value. I remember one time I got something like this when I was a kid, and so I took it up to the...
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk, from legendary comedian Kay Ballard... performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the Tomb of King Tut, there's a Chuck full of nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell when...